Well, good evening, people, and how are you tonight? This is Friday night, and I've made another week, and relaxing can begin. Now, tonight I've got a couple of news items for you, if you know what I mean. So I thought, let's just share them together, shall we? Now, the first story is a couple of newlyweds, but with a slight difference, as you can see here. Now, this is Joanne and Claire. And, of course, they both look like your grandma. They could be knitting socks or knitting sweaters or something. Or baking a cake. But that was just fantasy of mine. Let's start the real world here, shall we? Now, these two held their wedding reception or their wedding at a hotel. Now, the hotel usually is about $5,000. That's pounds, that is. But as Joanne and Claire didn't have a lot of money and they told the hotel that, the hotel made a special case for them and lowered the price. Now, they didn't have any money right then and there. Their check was coming in or whatever, so they pay when it's all over, they said. And that's when the problem started. Joanne and Claire had a load of complaints about the wedding, the way they did their reception or whatever. And you can read the story yourself and see what you think. Sounds like to me they were making things up, so they didn't have to pay. They were trying to scam the hotel. Now, after they hadn't been paid for some time, they did send some people round, or a person round, to their house to ask for the money. But Joanne and Claire instead phoned the police because they felt threatened and scared. They were too scared to leave their flat or apartment now because the nasty manager has sent round the debt collectors. And let me show you the manager. Here he is. Oh yes, he looks like a right a gangster, doesn't he? Well, of course he doesn't, does he? So these two were just trying to get out of paying the bill. And they're quite happy to use the police to enforce that. But Fremonts do that all the time. They're all empowered, and when it gets too much or something, they call the police. Or they threaten to call the police, don't they? Because the police are like their bully people. They're security guards. When the Fremont gets in too deep, she calls the police. After all, they're just now an extension of the government. They don't really do crime police, do they? I mean, Fremonts take a man in that they don't want anymore into court. And they use the courts to get rid of this man and to take all his money. But that's how entitled these Fremonts are. They call the police even though they're trying to scam the hotel. The amount of police time, and of course that would be money, that is spent on these type of calls from Fremonts must be staggering. Next story. Now, here's a Fremont that is a bodybuilder. She's not young, she's 40 years old. And for me, that doesn't look attractive at all. I mean, that's not a man, and that's not a Fremont. And look at the pose. Of course, everybody stands like that, don't they? And look, she's even got the pout, as you do when you're standing there. Hell, I do it all the time. In fact, I'm doing it right now. Watch. Anyway, she's getting remarried, and she's having reconstruction of her hymen. Yes, that's right, there's an operation for that, too. So she can get married in the church as a virgin, and that's how fantasy works in Fremont's minds. But in reality, the first time a Fremont is penetrated by a man with his donger, she is no longer a virgin after that, until she dies of old age. You can't get an operation to fix that, but in the Fremont's mind, I guess you can. You can go with thousands and thousands of men, and then go for a hymen reconstruction, and start again. And I suppose it's expensive, so those Fremonts out there that want to do that, but they haven't got the money, you can use saran wrap, I reckon. You could just saran wrap across the old, and there you are, done. You're a virgin. But of course it's the same in the Fremonts' minds. When they get older, they get all these operations on their faces and everything else to try and make them look younger, and it never works, does it? They generally always look worse, don't they? They can't stop Father Time. Oh, sorry, Mother Time. Actually, funny enough, I'm thinking of getting an operation done too. I'm having a sort of reduction operation on my penis. Anyway, those are the new stories for right now, and I'll put the links down below. Let me know what you think about these two stories. If you like, I'll send you some links where you can get some really cheap saran wrap. We'll be talking again, I'm sure, sometime soon. Goodbye.